February 20, 1919, and each created thing God placed the relation, a channel of graces, a special love between the Supreme Majesty and the creature. Louisa is called to give God homage for each thing in the name of all. Continuing in my usual state, I spent it with my sweet Jesus. He made himself seen, now as baby, now crucified. And transforming me in him, he told me, "My daughter, enter into me, into my divinity, and run in my eternal will." In it you will find the creative power as though in the act of delivering the machine of the entire universe. In each thing I created I placed a relation, a channel of graces, a special love between the Supreme Majesty and the creature. But the creature would not consider these relations, these graces, this love. Therefore, God should have suspended the creation, which was not recognized nor appreciated. But in seeing my humanity, which would appreciate it so well, and which, for each created thing, would have its relations with the Eternal One, recognizing Him, loving Him, not only for itself, but for the whole human family, He did not look at the wrong of His other children, and with highest contentment, extended the heavens, dotting them with stars, knowing that those stars would be many and varied relations, innumerable graces, rivers of love, which would flow between my humanity and the Supreme Being. The Eternal One looked at the heavens and remained content in seeing the immense harmonies, the communications of love, which He had opened between heaven and earth. Therefore, He moved forward, and with one single creative word He created the sun, as the continuous relator of His Supreme Being, providing it with light and heat, placing it suspended between heaven and earth, in the act of holding everything, of fecundating, warming and illuminating everything. With its searching look of light, it seems to say to everyone, "I am the most perfect preacher of the Divine Being. Reflect yourselves in me, and you will recognize Him. He is immense light, He is endless love, He gives life to everything, He needs nothing. Nobody can touch Him. Look well at me, and you will recognize Him. I am His shadow, the reflection of His majesty, His continuous relator." Oh, what oceans of love and relations opened between my humanity and the Supreme Majesty! So, everything you see, even the most tiny little flower in the field, was one more relation between creature and creator. Therefore, it was right that He demanded recognition, one more love from the creatures. I undertook everything. I recognized Him, and I adored the creative power for all. But my love towards so much goodness is not content. I would like other creatures to recognize, love and adore this creative power and, as much as it is possible for creature, take part in these relations which the Eternal One has spread through the whole world, rendering homage to this act of creation of the Eternal One in the name of all. But do you know who can render this homage? The souls who live in my will. As soon as they enter it, they find all the acts of the Supreme Majesty as though in it. And since this will is in everything and in everyone, they remain multiplied in everything, and are able to render honor, glory, adoration and love for all. Therefore, come into my will, come with me before the divine height, to be the first one to give homage to the Creator of all. I am unable to say how I enter this divine volition, but always together with my sweet Jesus, and I saw this Supreme Majesty in the act of delivering the entire creation. O God, what love! Each created thing received the mark of love, the key of communication, the mute language to eloquently speak of God. But to who? To the ungrateful creature. I don't know how to continue to explain. My little intelligence was lost in seeing the many openings of communication, the immense love which came from them, and the creature, who rendered all these goods as though extraneous. Then, together with Jesus, multiplying ourselves in everyone, we adored, thanked and recognized the creative power in the name of all. And the Eternal One received the glory of creation. Jesus disappeared, and I returned into myself.